Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Greetings to all under the sound of my voice. Today I would like to ask you a very important question. If you were to die today, where would you spend eternity? You know, the Bible tells us, is it appointed to man once to die, then after death, the judgment? You know, if we could live our lives any way we wanted to, and when we die, cease to exist, we wouldn't have to worry about anything. But the Bible tells us that we will be judged when we die. So the question is, where would you spend eternity? You know, there's only one satisfying answer that the God will take, and that answer is in his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says, for as many as receive him, that is Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know, it's very simple to be saved, but today we've made it so complicated. You know, the gospel in a nutshell is the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You know, you have to believe, one, that you are a sinner. You know, the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, and then since we sin, we're in trouble. And the Bible says this, for the wages of sin is death. And that death there is talking about that eternal death, that eternal separation from God. But it didn't stop there. It goes on and say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, the only way we can get back to the Father is that is in his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, everyone knows John 3:16, for God so loved the world that what? He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, so many people are trying to get to heaven in many ways. You know, I heard some popular people say there's many ways to get to God. Let me be frank here and honest to you. There is only one way you can get to the Father, and that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Any other way, you could be considered a thief and a robber. You simply get to heaven by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You know, the Bible says this in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's that simple. It's just that simple. You have to acknowledge where you are with God, and then ask him for his free gift of his Son. And then, you know, why not do that now? You know, you can ask God to come into your heart right now. You know, I talked to many people saying, hey, I'm not ready to get saved. When I get saved, I want to, you know, do it right. I don't want to play with the Lord. All of that stuff sounds good, but it's truly a lie from the devil just to get you to put it off another day. You know, the Bible says this, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appear for a little time and then vanish away. Do it now. Jesus says this, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with me. Say a simple prayer like this, dear listener. Dear God, I come now confessing I'm a sinner and I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that you died, was buried on the third day, rose in payment for my sins. Come into my heart and save me now. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you just prayed that prayer, please contact us. We would like to give you some more information to help you to live a victorious life in Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.